Please table. I'll make a motion that we table the minutes of the February 20 meeting.
I will second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Treasurer's report.
Sure, thank you. After the last meeting, I received $2,300 from conditional use applications. I didn't deposit those. $100 from zoning permit, $5,570.17 from code inspections, $10,774.14 from Blue Ridge Cable Technologies, and $40,366.67 from the tax collector. Milford Township has $14,875.44 in main bank payroll account, $4,924.75 in main bank investment account, $15,729.53 in NBT bank checking account, $15,585.96 in NBT bank money market, $182,559.08 in Pledged General Account, and $115,771.97 in Pledged Liquid Fuels Account. And that's all.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to make a motion that we move our agenda around to get State Police Lori Kissel up.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you. Yes, please, send the folks on Zoom can hear you.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Lori Kissel with Pennsylvania State Police. I'm the station commander at Blooming Grove, and I know that there was a couple inquiries into some serious crashes that we had at the tail end of 2023. So I wanted to kind of go over a little bit of the enforcement details that we at Blooming Grove took to mitigate some of those future crashes. I know that one of the crashes was on October 23rd, 2023. The other was on November 15th, 2023. They were two serious truck crashes. Since then, there have been several enforcement details and continuing. We've had four commercial vehicles stopped for speeding, two of which were trucks with heavy loads in them. They were all cited accordingly. In addition to the speeding citations, there were other citations issued. In total, since those serious crashes, a total of 27 traffic citations, 8 written warnings have been issued for motorists for various traffic violations in the area of the Milford Township and Dingman Township border there. Just to go over some of the statistics, and these statistics are open to the public on the Pennsylvania State Police dashboard. So anybody can go on, just Google Pennsylvania State Police dashboard and be able to look at those crime statistics and traffic statistics. In 2023, we had a total in Milford Township alone, 56 crashes. 3 of them were DUI crashes. Looking at the enforcement, in April, obviously, there were, across the entire year, 154 warnings, 304 citations given out. There were 4 hit and run crashes, 7 distracted driving crashes, and 10 crashes with injury or death. I believe there were no fatal crashes, so there were 10 crashes with injury out of those 56 crashes. There were, out of those 154 warnings, 31 of them were given in April. That was the highest number. And in May, even though 31 warnings and the enforcement was up, there were still the most citations given out in May, which were 50 citations out of that 304. Most of the crashes actually were in October 2023, and that was a total of 10 just in that month alone. The other months averaged 5, 3, 4. So that just kind of gives you a little bit of a picture of kind of what we're looking at. Was the what we, you know, determined, was the weather bad in October? What could have attributed to those crashes, or what can we do as a state police organization or as a township to try and mitigate some of that and get that number lower. Looking at some crime statistics, there were a total in 2023 of 55 criminal investigations. 44 of them were criminal arrests. So the, again, criminal investigations, the top number was in October of 2023.
That's weird.
And the criminal arrests at 12 of them occurred in October of 2023. Just looking at some of the other things, crimes against property, there were 17 of out of those 55. 27 were crimes against society investigations. Crimes against persons were 11. Drug investigations were 12 of those. So looking at, again, how do we mitigate some of these things? What's going on in October?
Doesn't make sense, really.
We have to take it. You know, we can take a look at that. Can we, as a community, do better? Where can we come together for that? Just to go over this year so far, just in Milford Township, we've had 49 calls for service since the first of the year. We've had 2 total criminal offenses, 10 total traffic stops just in the township. But again, those enforcement details that I spoke of before also were in Dingman Township, so those numbers wouldn't show here necessarily, depending where the traffic stop actually occurred on the, in our CAD system. We've had 2 DUI crashes and a total of 7 crashes in the township. 20 total moving violations, 15 traffic citations, and that's about it. We're obviously we're also doing the truck enforcement there on Route 6 as well as 84. So like I said, we will have future enforcement, and as you know, now that the snow is cleared, it's hard to pull a truck over and do a full inspection with the snow on the side of the road. So that those enforcement details will continue.
We appreciate your responsiveness to the concern that we brought to your attention, and we appreciate you coming today.
Yeah, whenever you need any information, we're available. Like I said, the dashboard is available, but I can also go fuller into detail if you have any specifics or any ideas, any events coming up, please reach out and we can work together and show more of a force so that we can help the public out a little bit.
As far as October goes, the only thing we had in the past, we had a lot of problems in October because a lot of people left and went to Florida or left their second homes.
Okay.
So.
Well, it's a big tourist time period in October. We get a lot of leaf peepers coming in from outside the area, right? The kids are newly back to school, and you know there are some other events that bring in people from outside the area.
We always have some kind of events going on.
One in particular, two. I mean, the Black Bear Film Festival as well takes place in October. I don't know anything that would drive crime particularly, but perhaps driving issues. Of course, it's just getting dark earlier. Sometimes people are just hurrying. I know some folks that I know are concerned about driving in the dark, and they're really in a hurry to get back home before it gets dark out. But I dealt
with that last night with my mom.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a mystery, definitely a mystery. This year, we didn't have any bad, like, snow-type weather in October.
Do you guys have any particular questions or any areas of concern other than things that I've addressed today?
I think the biggest concern we had was the truck accidents that were getting, you know, more and more serious, particularly from just south of Twin Lakes Road. Or I guess that's just east of Twin Lakes Road, down onto the on-ramp, onto 84.
Right, and that's a lot of traffic going through there in the morning, school, everything. So we definitely have upped our enforcement, so hopefully we can cut down on some of that. And, you know, the numbers so far, you know, are trending that way. So let's keep it that way.
Now, one truck up, still driving like that's up there.
Yes, we've been advised. Yep.
They were tailgating me today, and they did the speed limit, minus the speed limit, from Twit all the way down because I wouldn't get 1 mile over speed limit. They were blowing a horn and everything at me.
You're a pace car, are you?
Well.
He was making a point. The speed limit is the speed limit, right?
I mean, when you got, you know, 5 of them in a row tailgating you.
Right.
Well, then how heavy the loads are. My dad was a truck driver, and he, you know, he instilled a great deal of respect in us in terms of, you know, pulling out in front of that heavy load and what they're just not able to do with that much weight in their truck.
Absolutely.
When it comes to making a quick stop. You know,
the following distance has to be a lot larger when you're dealing with a larger vehicle like
and
that.
And they do have a tendency to tailgate. Mm-hmm. I'm up and down the road all day.
And a lot of times
I deliver parts for Napa.
New drivers, because I was in construction, and I'd have 15, 20 trucks coming to a site, and out of the 15 trucks, they'd send one guy that was experienced to train all the other guys.
And I would just say, you know, the Water Authority has, in their source water protection plan, identified traffic accidents, particularly anywhere from Milford Borough up to 84 and on 84 in proximity to the Sawkill Creek, as being their greatest concern for water contamination, those, you know, truck spills, truck-oriented accidents, and the resulting spills present the greatest danger to the water quality, according to their plan. So that, I guess, would be for us, one of the more serious concerns. And it seems like that section of, the S-curves there on Route 6 seems to get a lot of...
By Rica.
And also down right across from Pine Acres on Route 6 tends to be an area where they get a lot of traffic
especially
accidents.
Since
well,
that
was that drunk the other night up there.
Since what?
Since they repaved it.
I was to that one.
I had hoped
either way.
Okay. I had hoped that Eureka would, when they changed the pavement, that it would reduce the traffic accidents there, and I thought maybe they would do that in the S-curves down at the bottom, but... That hasn't gone that far.
I don't think that stuff helps, to be truthful, that new pavement they put there.
No.
No,
I don't know.
It makes it a raceway.
As far as upcoming events, I mean, events in the township are not as big a thing as events in the borough, but the fishing derby is probably the biggest event of the year.
Yeah. That and one of Pincho's there in the fall.
Oh, of course. The Festival of Wood.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're about the two biggest ones we have.
I've never seen it get at the Festival of Wood or the Fishing Derby where you would really need a lot of presence. But if you're looking for just community participation, those would be opportunities, I would think.
Fantastic.
That Festival of Wood is fantastic if you got a chance to walk through that when that place is open, when Pincho's is open.
I haven't, so I'll definitely have to take a look.
The Festival of Wood is just unbelievable what is on display there.
Thank you.
I can't think of anything else. Is there anything that we can do to help you do your job more safely or, you know, be out here in the community?
Just what you're doing, you know, just advising us of your concerns so that we can do something. You know, if we don't know what's going on, we can't do it. Obviously, we knew about the truck crashes, But knowing that the community was a little more concerned beyond just regular everyday traffic enforcement is helpful.
Fantastic. Other than that, you know, I think the van crashes were an issue for a while, but they seem to have slowed down somewhat.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming. You have my contact information if you need anything, and everyone have a great day. Thanks
you
for
too.
Having me.
You too.
Thank you.
Have a safe trip.
Okay, what's next on our
Roadmaster?
Roadmaster.
Okay, in the last couple of weeks we've been fairly quiet. We had to work on the one truck. We had a bad bearing onto it, but we were able to locate it. It wasn't cheap to buy, but we did get it. So everything's up and running. Last week I only had the truck out one night for about 2.5 hours when we had some drizzle and stuff and was kind of. They were talking about a fast freeze, so I'd rather have a truck out there, be prepared, than get caught outside of that. So hopefully things are winding down. I got about 100, just over 100 ton of salt we got to buy yet before June 1st, otherwise we got to store it. We do have enough room for it, so I will be ordering that in the next couple of weeks, as soon as we get the one bin completely empty out. So... That's it.
Well, looks like rain all week this week.
Oh, rain. Can't keep the drains open.
Yeah, I was I was wondering about crack sealing. Because I just walking my dog, I'm looking at the cracking and the crumbling of the sides of the road. And
we really don't have a crack sealer to do it. We'd have to probably rent one and try to do it that way. We don't have anything to do crack sealing.
Is there a best opportune moment, and how much crack sealing can you do in a specific time period? I mean, we're limited in the amount of road that we have. How long would it typically take to crack seal the mileage that we have?
Probably quite a while, and it's not cheap.
Like a week, 2 weeks? A
couple weeks, probably.
A couple weeks.
As long as you got good weather. Because you got to blow the crack out first, so you need a compressor to blow it out. Then you got to have a machine that heats up the tar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I believe Dingman's rents one off a company.
Yeah, I know there was a guy at PSATS last year whose company rents them, and they love to come up if they can get multiple municipalities in close proximity, and you know, rent in succession to each one. They can train everybody at the same time.
Right.
I don't know if I would assume Harvey probably has already had that training, but depending on the specific machine that they're bringing up.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to, you know, pretty sophisticated outfit they got out now with the tar buggy and stuff onto it and the wand that keeps it going out. Like I said, takes two or three guys to do it because you got a guy doing a wand, you got another guy doing something else, you got another guy blowing out the crack.
You might want to see what somebody would get to do it.
To bid for it.
Contractor.
Some contractor that already has all the equipment.
Well, maybe ask around. Are you able to go to Road Task Force?
I'll try to go to it.
Maybe we can ask around and find out if anybody else, you know, how they go about it.
I know Dingman's rents a machine. At least they did a couple of years ago.
Get us an idea of what they spend.
Yeah.
You know. Dingman's does a lot of roads though, right?
A lot more than we do.
Not much more than we do.
No?
No?
We only got like 4 miles more than we actually do.
Okay.
The only trouble is they're spread all over.
Well, ours too.
Not as bad as theirs.
Okay.
They're up past Trails End. Springbrook.
Yeah, Springbrook, sure.
Yeah, with statements. So.
And any idea what projects you want to try to tackle in terms of paving this year? Too soon to say?
Probably going to start doing the upper end of Foster Hill.
Foster Hill.
Starting from Malibu back this way. We got to try to do some measurements. We got to stay under $100,000. That's all we got to do.
Per section. So, I mean, we could do another road someplace else if we were doing.
Nope.
Oh. So you can't do two separate bids for projects that are not in the same area?
You got to be very careful when you do that because they know you're trying to stay under that $100,000 prevailing wage.
Even if it's a separate bid done a couple months later and.
It gets a little kinky. Got to be real careful on that $100,000 prevailing wage act.
Okay. I sent an email about the LSA analyst asked for the signed engineer's bid.
We don't have an engineer's bid. We always got the ones from PennDOT.
PennDOT. Okay. So, but nobody at PennDOT signed it. Do we know what the qualifications are of the person that put the estimate together?
The one that does it for all of them.
Can we get a letter acknowledging who put it together, what their qualifications
should be,
are?
Should be right on that estimate.
I don't think it is. It doesn't say who it's from. It says estimate in giant letters across the whole thing, but I think it says it's from PennDOT, but it doesn't have a specific person or their qualifications.
I'll call Jeff and find out.
Okay, because if we can get that and send it with a letter to say, you know, through the PennDOT blah 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 program, they've provided this estimate to us, you know, as a service that they perform for municipalities, and we respectfully request that instead of a signed engineer's estimate, accept this.
I'll call him tomorrow.
We needed that, and the second thing that they wanted from us, let me think about this for a minute. That was the second thing. Oh, the resolution, the signed resolution.
I sent it to him.
Okay, very good. I didn't see that email, but okay.
Okay, I'll forward that to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a copy of Jeff's email?
Jeff's email?
Yeah, from PennDOT.
Sending us the estimate for the parking lot.
Because that should have his information right on it.
What his qualifications are?
I don't know about his qualifications, but I know it's got what his job is there. It should be on his email.
Okay, if we can, you know, use that email perhaps to email him back and
see if you can find his email.
A little bit more detail.
And I'll call him.
The CFA is scheduled to meet at the end of the month, so we want to make sure that we stay on the agenda and we don't get tossed out as being incomplete. So we want to make sure we check off all the boxes.
I'll call Jeff and ask you.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you.
Anything under zoning?
No.
Public participation. Dave, Kevin. Secretary's report.
Sure, thank you. Mr. Mrazinski informed that FACET program comes to Pocono Mountains. Zoom session is scheduled for March 27th. Pennsylvania Bureau of Workers' Compensation Health and Safety Division informed that there will be an active shooter virtual training on March 21, 2024. Liana Ventile, the Pike County Tax Administrator, sent the county municipal tax estimates as of March 1, 2024. Lori Kistel, the new station commander of the Blooming Grove Barracks, wanted to introduce herself and share some enforcement efforts. This correspondence is regarding Regional Act 537 plan technical deficiencies. Scott Novotnuk wrote that the engineering consultant will need to attend in person at a minimum, and he's going to have one of the engineering staff, Stacy Schumacher, coordinate the time and location of the meeting. So there will be an email message. Jason Wood sent meeting minutes for regarding the comprehensive plan items. He also wrote that the planning boards will have to advertise for and hold a public meeting. I received March 2024 newsletter from Pike County Area Agency on Aging. Mr. Tim Knapp informed that he had approved Eric Pissarro's application and he had forwarded it to Harrisburg for processing, and this could take a few months. Pennsylvania Department of Transportation informed about the traffic counts that PennDOT will collect this year on locally owned roads within the municipality. This one is from Department of Environmental Protection. It's regarding some information about the NPDES permit for a lot in Milford Highlands. Pennsylvania Department of Transportation informed that the road turnback annual maintenance payment in the amount of $2,840 will be paid on March 1, 2024. PennDOT also informed that the liquid fuels tax fund payment in the amount of $56,182.03 will be paid on March 1, 2024. And I received the transcript for Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance hearing of November 8, 2023 from Pamela Bertel, the court reporter, and that's all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The facade improvement program that the Route 6 Association is doing is making grants available to area, I think both residences and businesses on Route 6 or in the vicinity of Route 6, I'm not quite sure, but up to, I believe, $10,000 per property. I believe there's matching requirements, but they are going to be having a number of upcoming public meetings in Milford Borough to let people know how that program will work and what they can do to apply. But it is grant funding that's available to help with facade improvements. I did happen to send that to our favorite neighbor here over the weekend, and I did post it in the community Facebook group so folks could find out more about that program. But Shauna has the flyer. If anybody is interested, she can send that to them via email. And I did check with Mr. Passaro, and he can come half an hour early on March 14th to meet with the Emergency Services Committee.
Okay, that'd be good.
Yeah, he was eager to do that, so.
Okay, old business, resolution for the zoning map.
We're still not there, right?
Yeah.
So the update is?
The update is I have all the information here for the changes that were made, and I'll be giving copies to Tony. And as far as the 1,000-foot setback, the reason we can't find it, it was always in there from 1986.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
So that was never a question. The 1,000 feet was...
No, they changed it to residential on the newer map that they had sent out, which wasn't what we had discussed when you and me were up there. Or when you and Ray were up there.
Yeah, it says residential on it. County decided to switch.
All right, so you're going to give all of the additional research to Tony,
and okay,
so he can follow up and follow up with the county as well.
Yeah. Right.
So the website map, we'll all have to take a look. If you guys can just let me know if for some reason you don't want it up. I'm going to assume that this is going to be such a small and basic map that has nothing to do with zoning, SALDO, or any other regulations. It's just to show our location on the website that it should probably be good.
Yep.
Yep.
With just that one change that we talked about, changing the color.
Changing
up
the colors, yeah, that's fun.
Very
it
good.
Should be on there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we need a map. So.
Well, we do get enough calls from, like, Bucks County. So.
Oh, yeah. We get stuff in the mail for... Forget about calls, we get stuff in the mail. So that being the case, the website developer is ready to go live and swap everything over from the former site to the new site. And timing, we just worked out probably the middle of this week. So middle to late this week, we'll expect the new site to go live.
You're actually going to have a site that's drawing to the news?
It should be, yeah. You'll have to let me know if that's not the case. We'll need that feedback. But
I think there's a little help button up there that says, drawing, press
there's
here.
There's even a search button up there now. So
I saw that, Kev.
That was for Bob.
I know it was.
Your photo's even going to be on there,
I knew
Kevin.
It was for.
So. Yep, so it should be live this week.
Okay, Zoning Hearing Board alternate solicitor.
We have interest from two different attorneys, it seems, for alternate solicitors. So how do you want to proceed?
What I'd like to do is wait until we got the other information from the other attorney and put on the agenda for the next meeting.
Okay. Is that a motion to table?
Motion to table that till the next meeting.
Yes. I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do we want to do interviews, or what do you want to do?
I don't know. Do they charge for interviews?
We can verify. We can verify that, but I know that this gentleman offered to participate. So.
Well, right now we don't even have one, do we?
Right now we have Andrew Belwar.
Yeah, but he's not actually our.
He's not a local guy. We voted him in as our zoning hearing board solicitor in January.
Right.
Because we didn't have anybody
else.
Right,
we didn't have one.
Right.
So. And he's not local.
No,
Well, this guy's not local either, actually. He's from Drums.
He's from Drums.
Right.
He's from Drums. So I think that decision we should make at the next meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you don't want to get, you don't want to do interviews. You just want to.
Just go over what they're offering. Where. Cost.
Okay. Then we don't need to make any arrangements with anybody to show
no.
up. So, very good.
This guy's laid out his recommendations. He's got a recommendation from Bob Roner, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, he has a. Yeah.
Okay, moving on, our Act 537 plan correspondence.
Well, she just read it.
Yeah.
That's the newest correspondence for the plan. We're waiting on PennDOT to set up another meeting.
PennDOT or DOT?